Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. Today, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Kim, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good to see you. So we're at the opening time of NeoCon 2013. Great to be with you. In your space up here, you have a very nautical theme. Very interesting. We'll get into that in just a minute. As a reminder, most people know the Interface is the world's largest producer of modular carpet tile. And you've got a lot going on. I'm catching up with you right now. You just got back from China on Friday, right?
Yes, just got back from China. So if I nod off on you, it's not you.
Let's talk about your anticipation for NeoCon this year. You expect to see a lot of designers. What kind of feedback are you getting from your sales force around what NeoCon is going to be like this year?
Kemp, I think NeoCon will be strong. We believe the attendance will be good. Our business at Interface, particularly in the United States, has a lot of momentum. We've brought more of our own people here this year than we normally do because we expect more customers, and they're saying that more customers are coming. So I'm very optimistic about what the turnout can be. And with or without that, we're prepared to make a very big statement and doing some really new and innovative things this year. So that's exciting.
And a lot of change at NeoCon this year, obviously with Google coming into the mart. And you've got some space here on 10, and then you have a new space down on Wells, right?
We do. We shifted our strategy a bit this year, and we're in one way going back to something we did years ago by having a showroom outside of the mart. And if you think about it, NeoCon's a really important event, but it's 3 or 4 days in a year. And our Chicago and our Midwest team, it's our number one sales region, probably in the world. Chicago's a major market for us. We have a very good business here. We have a big group of salespeople, and they need to be in a space that they can use year-round. So the mart's been okay for that, but actually the space that we've had outside can be very good for that. Coming in and out off the street, bringing in samples, bringing customers, some of the speed and efficiency that maybe the mart hasn't had during the normal year. But we love the mart for NeoCon, and you have to be here. And so that's why we're in both places. So we're excited about the new space. It's right adjacent to the mart. It's a corner of Kinsey and North Wells. It's on the third floor. We've got about 10,000 square feet, very strong, dramatic space. And then, of course, where we're sitting right now is our 10th floor space that we've had, and we've converted it to more of a dramatic, theatrical, inspirational type museum quality sort of space. So we hope that our customers will be able to get exposed to both.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as I mentioned, this space has got a very nautical theme. I think it's a continuation of what you've been talking about now with this whole recycling of spent nylon fish nets and everything you're doing with Aquafil to make your carpet out of recycled materials, right?
It is. The product and the product campaign is entitled Net Effect. It's really the culmination of several key elements that come together in alignment. It really starts with David Oakey. Several things came: the prominence of blue, the color blue, in global fashion. Now, David does all the product design for us globally, and he's a trend seeker. He's always out looking at the future, and blue is very striking. The second thing is he was very inspired when he began to read a book by Sylvia Earle, who's a renowned speaker, part of the National Geographic, and one of the leading spokespeople on the oceans, and that it's really the next big environmental issue for us, and it's tend to be left alone. We focused on the land and not the sea. And David saw one of her TED speeches at the TED conference. And it was interesting that she connected to Ray Anderson. One of her inspirations is Ray Anderson. So there was a coming together of a number of influences. The ocean concept, its environmental issues, its beauty, but at the same time, it's a call to action from an environmental perspective, the color blue. And then the third thing that you mentioned is really continuation of this focus of ours about closing the loop on our supply chain. We have been working with Aquafil now for a number of years. As you know, we talk about this all the time, sending post-consumer nylon that we extract from old carpet. They have been extracting fish nets, and so our team, sort of working with them, came up with an idea in the Philippines and began to work with the local fishing communities in the Philippines. And so this networks that you will hear about is really a wonderful triple bottom line sustainability model. So it's we've been able to go into these local communities and help teach them how to harvest fishing nets. Now, not everyone might know about fishing nets, so let's stop right there and say that fishing nets are typically discarded in the ocean. They wrap around reefs. They wrap around fish. They create huge damage to the ecosystem in the ocean. Most of them are nylon 6 in a very pure form and become a wonderful feedstock, as Aquafil discovered a few years ago. So we took this idea to these local fishing communities in partnership with the London Zoological Society to develop a program to help them learn how to build a business for themselves, to harvest the nets, put them in a form, and provide them to our supply chain that goes to Aquafil. So what you're seeing from us at NeoCon is a coming together of all that. The trends that David Oakey follows in fashion and interiors, this focus on the ocean as the next big environmental challenge, and this big idea of being able to harvest nets and create this environmental, interesting sustainability model in the Philippines. So all of that comes together in this product called Net Effect, and that's what you're seeing here on the floor.
Now, talk to me a little bit about just modular and some of the trends we're seeing with modular. You know, across the board, we're seeing it's not just a square anymore. It's in all different shapes. Anything you're doing new there?
Well, we're building on things that we have had in the market. So the Net Effect collection is a combination of the squares and the skinny planks. This format of 25 centimeters by 1 meter has been very interesting. We did rectangles, the bigger rectangle, 50 centimeters by 1 meter back in the about 10 or 11 years ago, and it was okay. It was an interesting design idea. But what we've seen from the skinny plank is it's a size that humans sort of are familiar with. It's the size of wood planks. It's the size of other natural materials. And so we've also seen that when installed in these ashlar methods, it creates this amazing broadloom-like installation of movable, changeable pieces. Not to mention that you can put the skinny planks and the tiles together, and all of our pieces and our shapes all work together in a system. So there's lots of directions people can take with this, and we're seeing people going in a lot of different directions. So what David Oakey has done this last year is we're bringing it out in all parts of the market. We've got some aimed at the school market that are those I2 random type planks. We've got it aimed at the high end where traditional broadloom has been used, maybe law firms, legal firms, professional firms, and then higher end, and then all throughout the corporate marketplace. So you'll see a lot about this skinny plank. And the other thing I should say that I didn't is the other interesting part of this launch this year is it's our second global launch. And so last year we introduced what has been very successful called Urban Retreat. And throughout 2012, we introduced it in Australia and London and Asia. And this is the second time, and we have really improved the process. So all of these products have been adopted into the various manufacturing sites all over the world, Thailand, China, the UK, Holland, United States, everywhere. And they will be rolling out with great speed to market so that we can address our global customers as well as we address our local customers. That's really exciting. So we got a lot of our global team here at NeoCon this year. So that continues to be a trend. You and I have talked about it before, and we're really trying to supply the customers with it.
One quick question, since you do have a global touch to all the markets, is the U.S. market now the strongest from a business standpoint, or how's the global modular tile market right now?
Yeah, I think if you read Interface's last quarterly report, you'll see pretty much it's been consistent the last few quarterly reports. We're pretty bullish in the United States. China is strong. Southeast Asia has been pretty good. Europe's tough, and I don't think that's a great surprise, although there are probably pockets around Europe that have some positive momentum. But the U.S. is clearly strong. We think it's getting stronger, and you know, that's what I'm focused on. How about that?
Right. So, you're the leader over the right group, right?
Well, I hope so.
Hi, John. Great to talk to you again. We've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas in the interface space on the 10th floor at NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.